So lawyers have the reputation of being ruthless predators, sometimes at least. I once hired an attorney who had a tank full of piranha in his office. I'm not kidding. He wanted that animal metaphor to reassure me about his passion for winning in court. It mostly made me nervous. He was a good lawyer. But what about the animals themselves? I mean, what if a piranha hired a lawyer and went to court to get humans to stop polluting their river homes? Well, that is the logic behind a court battle brewing in New York State. Animals are not people, but can they be clients represented by people lawyers? Stephen Wise is president of the Non-Human Rights Project and joins me now. Stephen Wise, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So describe these clients that you are representing in a case here in New York.
Well, the Non-Human Rights Project is actually representing four chimpanzees in three cases across the state of New York. One is in Niagara Falls, one is in Gloversville in the central part of New York, and two are being held captive in Stony Brook on Long Island.
And the petition that these chimps are ostensibly bringing is they want their captors to release them?
Yes, we're bringing what are called common law writs of habeas corpus. And we're saying that they ought to be legal persons, that is, they ought to have the right to have the capacity for some rights, and that the right we're asking the courts to recognize is their fundamental right to bodily liberty that's protected by a writ of habeas corpus, and we want them released to sanctuaries.
Now, what if a judge asks you, Counselor Wise, is there any evidence that your clients are actually interested in suing or even know what a courtroom is?
They may not know what a courtroom is, but they certainly are interested in getting out of the captive situations that they are in. One thing we did was file affidavits from nine of the most competent and experienced ape researchers, both in the wild and captivity from around the world, Japan, Germany, Scotland, England, the U.S., showing what kind of extraordinarily intelligent, cognitively complex, and autonomous beings they are. And any being who is like them, who is as autonomous as they are, will not want to be kept in a cage.
Why would you draw the line at intelligence? I mean, what if a judge says to you, why does intelligence qualify people to have rights or qualify animals to have rights? Why draw the line at chimpanzees? Aren't dogs and cats and fish and snails eligible for this?
Well, we're saying that the most important characteristic for our purposes is autonomy, that chimpanzees are autonomous because autonomy is what is protected by writs of habeas corpus, and that our chimpanzees have them. And perhaps in other cases we'll file suit on behalf of other beings, but all we're talking about in these cases are the autonomy that chimpanzees have.
What evidence do you have that judges and the courts are going to take this seriously?
Well, we know they're taking it seriously. Whether we're going to win is another story, or at least whether we're going to win the early cases, we think that eventually we are going to win. We are basing our arguments on law that judges use every single day, the law that they're educated in, that they themselves say they value. We're basing our cases on fundamental legal principles of liberty and equality, the same that allowed a diverse group of humans, now all of us humans, to have rights at one time or another.
Let's talk about the facts in this case. I mean, the main client here is Tommy, right?
We have four of them. One is Tommy, one is Kiko in Niagara Falls, and two of them are Hercules and Leo at Stony Brook.
What are the facts in the Tommy case that make this a compelling argument?
Well, I think the main fact as far as habeas corpus is concerned is that when I went and saw Tommy, he was sitting in a small cage by himself. And chimpanzees, for one thing, are extraordinarily social beings. They should never live alone, ever. It's like putting them in solitary confinement. And he's not only is he by himself, but he's in a cage. I have been with chimpanzees in the wild in Uganda, and I know how many miles a day they move around. And to keep a chimpanzee imprisoned in a cage is simply morally wrong, and it ought to be, and we hope it is going to be, legally wrong.
What do you think this case hinges on? Because if a judge rules that chimpanzees have to be released because they're intelligent, autonomous beings, it could affect every zoo in the United States. It could affect pets. I mean, it could certainly open the doors for a lot of new clients for lawyers.
Well, the cases would strictly affect only chimpanzees who are in the state of New York, and we think we have all four of them covered. That we think right now there are only four left. When we began thinking of suing, there were seven, and three of them have died in the last year, which is another reason why we need to get them out of the places where they are. Three of the seven chimpanzees who were alive in March of 2013 or in May of 2014 are dead.
What's the principle here of the Non-Human Rights Project, Stephen Wise, and what is the principle that you hope to really establish in law as a result of this case?
Well, we're trying to persuade the courts that the wall kind of that has existed so long between humans and non-humans, by which all human beings are legal persons who have the capacity for rights, and all non-human animals are legal things who don't have the capacity for any rights at all, is an arbitrary wall, and that there are certain characteristics that at least some non-humans have that should entitle them to be on the other side of that wall, and they should also be legal persons with the capacity to have certain kinds of fundamental rights like bodily liberty.
Finally, wouldn't it be better for you to use your legal expertise to go to Rikers Island and maybe get some of the people who've been sitting there for years awaiting trial sprung from their confinement? They're humans.
They are humans, and the ones who deserve to be sprung, I am happy to say, have many, many lawyers who are working on their behalf. The non-human animals of the world only have the Non-Human Rights Project.
Stephen Wise, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Stephen Wise is a lawyer and president of the Non-Human Rights Project, representing chimpanzees in the state of New York.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.